Hi, this is Mario Andretti, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and honored to have on the line with us. We have probably the greatest racing driver of all time, a champion of the Indy 500, Daytona 500, Formula One World Championship, and a winner of races and series across the board, and at the highest level on dirt, ovals, road courses, and perhaps even more impressive than his efforts on the tracks, his passion and presence as probably the greatest ambassador for racing and motorsports, the one and only Mario Andretti. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Dane.
You know what? You think about it. Like, what a career, what a life, so many amazing stories. And there's those kind of transformational moments in a career that kind of mark it forever. And it's the kind of thing where, whether it's food for the James Beard Awards or from movies with the Oscars, and you have like five of those. You know, you have so many of those things that you almost have to build in to the introduction. But we're talking with our good friend Doug Bowles from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He had mentioned, and you've seen it, we've seen it in print a lot of times, is that you'll often credit your win at the Indy 500 as really kind of the biggest of all those really big moments.
Well, you know, it's because what the Indy 500 really means to a race driver as an event. I mean, the rich tradition that it holds, something that everyone seems to know that. Again, I said, seemed like 100 years ago, yet it seems like yesterday. Why? Because, you know, fans, when they express themselves, the one thing that comes to their mind is the Indy. You know, the, okay, it's not the championships, you know, that you won or some other events. It's the one that they all remember. So because of that, it's from a driver's standpoint, a career standpoint, I mean, it carries so much weight. And when I won it, even though it was, you know, relatively early in my career, yeah, I felt there was a huge weight lifted off of my shoulders, because at least I got this one in now. And then whatever happens from here on, whatever happens, happens. But again, you know, you see this so many great drivers that were not fortunate enough to, even though they dominated, one comes to mind, I think, is my son Michael.
Right.
I have to say, he's dominated that race more than once, and never was able to bring it to the checkered flag. And because of that, maybe sometimes unfairly, you know, your career is judged by that. But again, you know, you just got to go with it. It's the fact that now, you know, we're talking about, you know, 50 years anniversary. Oh my goodness, you know, it's so flattering, you know, what the Speedway is doing for us this year. And I can hardly wait, really, to get going on it, because it's the excitement is right back all over again.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, so you say, you know, it seems like 100 years ago, and certainly you had and lived, you know, the careers of so many drivers, even in your own career. And so it was a long time early on in the career. Like you said, at that point you had become really successful. I mean, that would have been just to win the Indy 500. Like you said, whatever happens, happens. I mean, you'd go down in history no matter what, right from there. But it is, there's a lot of luck involved with it too. You've got the, you know, you've got to be talented for sure, but then you also have a little bit of luck to win that race. And you've had a lot of that. You've been fortunate in a bunch of different ways. You mentioned it seems like just yesterday. It is 50 years. Are you surprised at how big it is? We know it's big for you. You've shared that. How big it is for everyone else. Like everybody, Mario, you're not the only one excited. The Speedway is excited. All the fans are excited. This is big for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not just excited. I'm overwhelmed by everything that is going to be going on. I mean, they're going to have a career exhibit at the Indy Museum, the Museum of Speed in Portland, Oregon. It's going to have a display, an exhibit there for this year, and on and on, you know. So I'm ready for it. And I don't know. It's not guaranteed, but very likely I'll be pacing the race itself.
Nice.
You know, in my two seater. We'll see what, you know, what happens. That hasn't been settled yet, but you know, I'm sure looking forward. so looking forward to the IndyCar season to begin with.
It is going to be great. You've never stopped being involved in a big way in it as well. And kind of going back a little bit to the fact that, like, well, whatever happens, happens. What was that driving force? Was it, you know, after you won Indy, to get out there and obviously prove you got Formula One? When it comes to, you know, worldwide global prestige, that is as big as it gets. And it's amazing. The cars are obviously amazing. It's totally different. We've talked to a bunch of different drivers who've dabbled in and tried some of these other series. And although it is racing and you're racing against other people and they are cars, they're totally different. What made you decide to kind of get into Formula One? Was it just, you know, another challenge to go out there and see if you could be successful there too?
Well, yeah, I mean, challenge, I think, is the word. And I always had some of these, you know, the Formula One especially, you know, is when I was still, you know, I was born and raised in Italy. And that's when I fell in love with the sport. So it was part of my my dreams, my ambitions, you know, to venture into that area. But I was curious, you know, along the way, you know, you have different disciplines at the top level, like even NASCAR. I was able to, fortunate enough to, you know, to join the right team at the right time. And, you know, and I was able to put, in fact, even before Indy, 2 years before, I won the Daytona 500. So, and that in itself, you know, was huge for me. And then, you know, even before that, winning Sebring and events that are very important. They're huge in their particular discipline. And so, again, Formula One was one of my ultimate ambitions as well. And I was able to, you know, put that one together, fortunate and blessed to be able to do that with Lotus. I won races in Formula One, you know, with Ferrari as well, you know, so that was, you know, Ferrari is what meant greatly to me, obviously, from being Italian. And so, again, you know, when looking back, gosh, I mean, things could have never, you know,
it could have been
I never
better.
Thought that it was going to be the way it turned out, you know, just like I said, just totally blessed.
But as you travel around and when you have kind of, you know, that presence, I think, being especially in all these different worlds, and we cover all of them, and I've covered all of them, you know, for 20 years, and, you know, it's a different crowd. You know, the NASCAR crowd is a different crowd, certainly, than the Formula One crowd or even the open wheel crowd, all fans of racing, but it's a different fan base. And were you surprised when you got a chance to win the Daytona 500, which gives you ultimate and legendary street cred on the stock car side, that you brought in even more fans that maybe, do you think maybe, Mario, that also became fans of some of the other series because of you?
Well, yeah, again, like you said, you know, race fans are, you know, usually they're pretty much interested in a major discipline, but there's a loyalty, usually. As you said, you do have the stock car, NASCAR fans, they're particularly, you know, involved and care about that, but I'm sure that they pay attention to other series, and so to be able to, you know, to go around and be remembered, you know, on a bigger scale across the majors like that, you know, sports cars, you know, the Daytona 24-hour, you know, I didn't win the 24-hour, but I won the shortened event, you know, back in 72, I think it was. And then Le Mans, you know, didn't win overall. I won class in 75. We finished second overall. But just to be able to put those behind, I mean, it just, you know, it's the ultimate satisfaction. That's all I can say.
Well, it's a great story. It's the kind of thing that if you went into like a Hollywood movie script, they would say, it's unbelievable. It's too unbelievable. Nobody could be this good, do all of these things. But it is you. It's you. And so, and excited to hear, too. So NBC, and we've covered it a little bit and excited, they're going to really expand their racing coverage of IMSA, just turning 50 years there. So your anniversary of winning Indy is just as old as the entire IMSA series. And so they're going to expand their coverage. They're expanding their coverage of IndyCar, a bunch of different motorsports. And from a script perspective, is they are highlighting. And I think this is so great. It's one thing to read the stats. It's impressive. There's no matter about that. But to be able to tell that story and take those people back who maybe didn't see or experience your career in person as it happened, is they're doing a documentary on you where you're going back to your boyhood home, you're going to go back to Monza, where the Formula One, you're going to be able to tell those stories. And that's coming up on May 11th, and we'll talk to you about that as we get closer too. But that's got to be exciting. What was it like for you? We know the viewers are going to love it, but for you to go back, it's one thing to think about it, but to be there.
Well, yeah, what's awesome about it, again, is you get to, you're reliving your life again. And, you know, I go back periodically to my hometown, which is, you know, it's now Croatia. It was Italy, obviously, when we left. But and again, I think, oh, gosh, I can't believe that I lived that life, you know, even though, you know, it was the beginning of my life. But still, and going back now and filming with NBC, there was excitement all over. Going to, you know, Onia Betona area where the Mille Miglia, the big 1,000-mile sports car race that was very popular in the 50s, especially when Aldo and I, my twin brother, watched alongside the road. We tried to find that spot exactly where it was. And I mean, all of it, just reliving all of that and then looking at what NBC is doing overall, you know, with our sport. Obviously, we're excited and they're excited to be, you know, to be showcasing Indianapolis this year, you know, and the entire series, the entire IndyCar series. So there's so many good things going on that we can hardly wait, you know, for everything to start, you know, in about a month or so, and try to enjoy this season to the fullest.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is, and we mentioned early on, like right away, that, you know, one of those great ambassadors for motorsports, not only just on the sports side of it, you know, obviously being part of it with the teams and the family and all that, but also with the Mario Andretti racing experience. Imagine this. This is an opportunity for you to get into one of these cars and be on some great tracks, the same tracks all around the country, a ton of them. And then also there's an opportunity. I saw one of the social medias that you had with Edelman from the Patriots that, you know, so I think for some of these people that are stars in their own sport, in their own right, that's got to be the ultimate experience to get in a race car with you.
I like I said, that's the other part that I enjoy immensely, you know, to be able to take fans and individuals, stars from other sports, and to be able to showcase what we have, because again, it's the best way to really try to experience what it's all about. I've said this a million times that our sport is such a non-participant sport. It's not like, you know, picking up a set of clubs or a baseball bat or, you know, or any kind of football and experience it. But, you know, to get in a race car, I think people come away with probably a little different perspective, different appreciation for what's really going on. And at the same time, I'm enjoying the hell out of it myself, you know, just doing it. So, again, you know, that's all going to be happening again for me. So that's my season right there.
Well, you mentioned it. You get the experience. You said it. The first time that you ever got in a race car, you felt the engine beneath you, felt the steering wheel. You were hooked. And I'm sure that you're hooking other people, too, that are fans of the sport but never have that opportunity to get into the car and feel kind of what it's really like to be there in the car on the track. So that's awesome, too. We'll have a link up at WGNRadio.com for that. And last thing, you know, cars, motorsports, it's such a big part of your life. Obviously, though, it doesn't completely and 100% define you. I got a chance to have you on. Maybe it might have been almost 20 years ago. This was maybe year 2000. I think you had just started up the winery for a show that we did, Gasoline Alley, that was nationally syndicated on about 40 stations, and you had just started the winery. Here we are, trials, tribulations, championships, all of those kind of things have happened in the meantime. But let's talk about Andretti Winery. You have it's a beautiful property. You see the videos there. You can have your own events, and of course, you're making wine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's also, you know, a very interesting part of life there, and the opportunity that we've had. And as you said, it's exactly now this year. It's our 21st year. We celebrated 20 years last year. So we're still around and enjoying it to the fullest. And I drink the stuff, you know, because I enjoy it. I have a glass of that at least every day. So, again, and I'm very proud of it. That's one of the beautiful things in life, you know, if you're able to enjoy something like that. And Napa Valley, where we are, it's just so awesome, you know, when I go there, I just it replenishes my spirit.
I know a lot of people are going to be raising a glass to you, probably of Andretti wines, as we get towards the 50th anniversary of you winning the Indianapolis 500. As we get a little closer to that, we'll have links up for Andretti Winery as well. And can't thank you enough for taking time. I know that the fans and listeners are so excited to hear from you. They'll be excited to see you up close and personal at the 500. And then, of course, on May 11th, for the documentary for NBC, we'll certainly highlight that as well. So thanks, Mario. Appreciate you taking time and jumping on the show today.
Oh, Dane, thank you so much. Thank you so much.